Leave, 'cause you know that I'm good for. Buenas noches, señoras y señores. Muy caliente. Es domingo, el primo de septiembre 2013, y yo soy Sandra Londres. Good evening, ladies and gentle persons. Very, very sexy among you. It is Sunday, the 1st of September 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, broadcasting to you live from the sunny, oh so sunny beaches of Southern California, in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. Happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. Yeah. please enjoy this next song, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will be having an interview with David M. Of Los Angeles, California, and we will be discussing the Bitcoin, the Bitcoins that be. So I'm very interested to learn more and increase my knowledge therein, and I hope you all will enjoy as well. And if you have anything to add in, please feel free to call in during the interview. That should be taking place within the next 20-30 minutes, so stay tuned. And in the meanwhile, please enjoy that song I was talking about, which is Break You by X Factor.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop these thoughts and marshes. Oh,
chair, mate.
A chair.
A chair?
Do you like to see
me? I've never seen a chair like you before.
You like a chair.
Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of magic tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition?
Yeah.
Must I begin now?
Yeah.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into the character every now and again. Yes, yes. Okay. I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them. If I dribble, will you or not? I am on the rod. And my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now, he is asleep. But I call him Fifi. Safido, Safido, J'adore, Safido. He is a teenage nightmare. An old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The end. Thank you. Goodbye.
King Soul on the beat. Listen, listen, listen. Pay attention. I am from the place where repenting is a crime. I do
airplane in the sky.
Sitting in my room, spitting poems to myself. And my AKG never play deep.
Airplane in the sky.
And I'll do this shit. Won't pass me because I got the brains and the brawn of a tyrant. I am never violent, I am never silent, I'm forever
airplane in the sky.
Kid, I am a slob when I'm spitting rapper's itis. Listen to me cause I'm like King Midas. Got that golden touch, got a golden Dutch honeys. They never get me for my money cause I'm dug like funny.
Airplane.
Digging up your grave, bigger than the hay. Niggas wanna hate, niggas need to date themselves because they gay. And as the shit plays, I be getting paid every day and I get chips like Lays. I can't have just one never. Because forever I will sever your head if you try to get
airplane.
Have your mo' dead, then I be like, girl, can you give me mo'?
Airplane.
Yo, Agnes, I was on with that baddest bitch that was a name. She was like a radish, all red bubble, but she got the bubble gut. When I stick it in her, she be shitting for a couple months.
Airplane.
Cause I love to cunt, I love to push, yo, I love to push,
airplane.
And I love to get it every day, like to heat it every way. I don't give a fuck because the kid will forever spray.
Airplane.
With the sneeze guard, with the mouth spitting, written from the dome. Listen as I shit these poems out like they
airplane.
Old food that processed. I am on the
airplane,
not in the projects. I'm in the studio with a fat booty hoe. Really, really straight like an arrow. Got my eye on the sparrow. I am like the pharaoh of H-I-P, H-O-P. Never stop me because I'm so
airplane.
I will rock these speakers, make them explode, implode till the low blows. Like when I goes on your girl's nose, because I'm a pro and she's a fucking
airplane in the sky.
I came with that because I'm insane and I blame the rap.
Airplane.
Because I blame the weed and I blame the elk and I blame the talcum. I blame the powder, I blame the chowder, I blame the sound. If I'm playing around and I flame your town, now the name is now
airplane in the sky.
Because I'm ripping it and flipping it and getting it good. Because I'm sitting in the women when I'm in the wood.
Airplane in the sky.
Bitches, they tell me tons of things. Tell me that they love me because the way that the brothers sing. Picking up the pieces, picking up the reason, picking up the sonar. I am fucking so raw.
Airplane.
Yeah, because I rip every day with my AKG. You don't play with me because I'm so fucking spacey. I am that dude because I never, never snooze and I never, ever walk because I'm always on the grind.
And I'm always on the grind. Yeah. And I'm always flying higher than an airplane in the sky.
That was Airplane by Kyle Young. And let's see if I jotted this down correctly. I will remember everything that came before it. Let's see. Clint and Your Dent featuring Yours Truly and a Chair. Break You by X Factor. You heard that. Did I miss one? I don't think I missed one yet. Okay. So there you are. We'll be having that interview within the next 12 to 20 minutes. And it is extremely hot down here in Southern California. I know there's the REM fire going on in Northern California, largely contained, but nowhere near complete containment. But I don't know if it's that or just the weather here itself is its own special breed of gnarly, but it's, like, horribly hot. In case anybody was wondering. But, yes, there you are. Let's see. I'm going to play something really good. All right, well, I'll play a clip from a former YouTube video clip, so you'll hear the audio version. And this is French and Freaky Fred. Hope you will enjoy. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio.
Hello. Hello. Is anybody out there? Woo! Woo! Hi. Hello. Is there anybody out there? Oh. It's Friday the 13th. And I could totally scare you right now. If you saw my hair. It's currently in witness protection program underneath a lovely red towel. Oh! What the freak, man? The freaks come out on Fridays. You want to see my towel? You can see my towel. But I'm not freaking showing. Oh, my glasses still hold. Okay, now I'm blind, but now you see a towel and DJ and me, and I don't even know if I'm playing this correctly because I'm blind officially right now. But I love you anyway.
That's on Skype.
That was Skype's downloading something weird. You know, they were just bought out by, like, I think Microsoft or somebody. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Scary. So scary. Anyway, I just turn on the webcam because that's how I do. Totally unscripted, unedited. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Not much right now. What? Well, okay, tell me, BJ, what would come out of my mouth if it were to come out? Food poisoning was yesterday, and I'm probably over that. I've been okay lately for the past 24 hours, let's say. Tell me, give me some ideas what would come out of my mouth. Let me know.
Okay. I can't say it. I just can't.
Be
use your imagination.
Be poetic. What? Come on.
I'm not a poet.
Come now.
Yeah.
That's, come now.
That's one thing that might.
That's gross.
Well, I was trying to be.
I either swallow or gargle. You know that.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm working on some videos for tonight. I need to figure out what to do with my hair. It's in hiding right now. I need to fix it. It's like not available for the viewing public at the Momo. But soonish. I want to put something out, and maybe you'll see this. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see, like, you know, only the hair done stuff. But anyway, I did want to say hi. And I don't know, I suppose, okay, I was asked recently why so often I choose not to show my face, and that's usually because when I'm working, I'm in nerd mode, and to me that means UGMO mode, but I don't know, a lot of guys still find it hot when they happen upon me, but I don't, I'm like really vain, so I think it's weird sometimes. Anyway, so I'm usually wearing glasses, no makeup, and my hair could be any which way. So that's usually sometimes why. And then sometimes I kind of just want to see how expressive the body can be and the voice. That can you be lured in and captured by my voice, by DJ's voice, by our bodies? And if I must say, I think it's kind of sexy, at least half the time. Or more. No, I freak that.
All the time.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. What was I thinking? Always hot. Always hot. Somebody.
That's right.
Somebody in the world thinks I'm beautiful. And my boobs look massive right now.
It's like fucking huge.
So who needs a face? Who needs a face when you got tatas like that? Am I right or am I wrong? Should I bust out in some French too? Tu veux entendre quelque chose très très sexy et chaud? Je peux parler toute la nuit comme ça. Tu me dis. Okay. All right. Okay, don't leave English speakers. I'm done for now. So there'll be more later. And
much more.
I'm going to show my profile. A little bit more. And I'm being nice. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm not going to scare you with what's underneath this towel. Oh, wait,
that
looks like a larder.
Kiss
right
it.
There.
Kiss.
Do I need to take my fucking pants off?
Mm-hmm.
I actually said not even swear word. Yeah. Okay, only a little bit, because this is, I'm trying to make this friendly. This is bald.
It's friendly to me.
Okay, as long as you're serving somebody. You're
right? Help, right?
Okay.
You gotta turn this.
More. Okay. Mm-hmm. This robe name that.
Yeah. Okay. My pleasure. Excuse me, someone got to do this. It's a dirty job.
Oh my god!
It's dirty.
No, it's fresh and so clean. But it'll get dirty.
It will.
And approximately.
It's coming.
As soon as the camera comes
off. That's right.
What is it? Am I like, am I repping this brand? What kind of towel is this? This freaking tag keeps showing all the time.
No, that's right.
No, it's made in China. I'm repping China. Peace, China. I rep your towel. And I need to turn this camera off because I am about to be too obscene. Happy Friday. Woo!
This is Cheech Marley featuring Tone Yates with their song Freak Show.
How you drop it to the floor? All eyes on you like you shoot a freak. When you do that freak show, freak show, freak show. Shake it for me, slow with me and split it to the floor. I'm hypnotized and glamorized by the shape of your thighs. Aroused and mesmerized, your apple bottom just right. Let's do some role playing, you pink it, I'm Wesley Pipes. Mr. Beat that thing up and tell the kid to keep the night. Even if it's hard, yeah, I don't bark, I just bite. Get it, I've been grinding all my life. You met my girl, ecstasy, she can take you for a ride. Up away, our destination cloud nine. Why I want that look it, is you crazy or just blind? You a five-star chick, a certified dime. You put on exotic shows when you vibe to my rhymes. All the ballers wanna hit you, tell them dudes stand in line. Get real pimp, give me your body plus your mind. And we can share this limelight, 2010, be in class.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention, how you drop it to the floor. All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak. When you do that freak show, freak show, freak show, freak show. All I got you driving, but I told you when you freak show.
Referees, I gladly take that woofer. Ain't no exaggeration on that pole, you's a winner. Other girls ain't with you, you make them look like beginner. Kiss me Mary Jane while I'm painting you this picture. If the bartender ass, Remy Martin, that's my liquor. Shake it fast for me, let me see if it gon' tremble. You got earthquakes, and I swear it's off the Richter. I told you I'm a star, Jeremiah, that's mine. Oh yeah, it's very true, when I say we no pretenders. We them young boys, you can check out street credentials. I heard money make you calm, is you a gold digger? Take off 5,001 if you try to get richer. I'ma touch a little bit to make it droop and make it tickle. I can't help myself, I'm in love with a stripper. The only thing I tell my gal is I promise I won't kill her.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention, how you drop it to the floor. All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak. When you do that freak show, freak show, freak show. All I got you driving, but I told you when you freak show.
When your body works, yep. I dig the way your booty bounce, and how you make that twerk. I'm aroused, I'm about to come up out my shirt. Can't take it to the preacher, he'll sin with you at the church. He's telling me you've been sexy since the day of birth. The doctor seen the model, told your mama what you worth. I seen the same thing, so I was like, it's closed curves. I'm meant to beat that thing up, girl, let move, I'm a murder. You got a swag like Rihanna and a body like Alicia. If you let me press your keys, I can promise I'm a pleaser. Girl, I gotta get you, cause it's cold like Keisha. Got a camel on your back, I could've sworn you was Tisha. And the pennies you can sell, I'm broke, jokers, you don't need them. You got a smooth dude, the dirty dime, where they breed them. She can tell when you fake, like a book, how she reads you. She don't wanna entertain you, she don't even try to tease you.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention, how you drop it to the floor. All eyes on you, you like you seen a freak. When you do that freak show, freak show, freak show. All I got you driving, but I told you when you freak show.
Play Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hey, this is David. Hey, this is David.
Hello, hello, David. How are you?
Oh, real good.
Awesome, awesome. So everyone out there tuning in, this is David of Los Angeles, California. Or actually, you're actually from the Midwest, aren't you?
Correct. Ohio,
born and raised.
Yeah. Ohio, yes, like my dog. What? Hello?
I'm here.
Hi. Sorry. Yeah, my dog's from, his parents are from Russia, but he was on a little farm in Ohio before he got him. But anyways. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm just not funny. My bad. Okay, so tell me and tell my listeners about Bitcoin, like what got you interested like in this cryptocurrency and how long you've been like an enthusiast of it and all this.
Well, I've been an enthusiast for about 4 months now.
That's it? Really?
Yeah.
How were you first introduced to it? Were you just, like, looking at random stuff online and saw it, or, like, saw an article? Or?
I had a friend show me the trade online, and I really admired the fact that it was a decentralized currency.
Nice. Okay. And have you seen, like, rewarding aspects to it within your past 4 months like taking part in this currency?
A little bit. I've been saving. I'm more in the mining side of things.
The mining?
Yes.
Yeah. I had to actually, it's funny, for everyone out there tuning in, I had to look in a little bit. Like, there's still a lot to learn that I don't know about. Like, I get it in theory and somewhat in practice, because for CAM models, we use a lot of different sort of loose internet currency that we can later transform into something that we can take out of our bank accounts or cash out with checks and things like this. But for mining, it's like basically what some sort of modified version of like kind of like stock trading, in a sense, like holding on for a while until the value increases.
It's the generating of the Bitcoin or cryptocurrency in itself. In order for a Bitcoin to exist, you have to mine it using the hardware from a computer.
Okay. So, all right, then. So let me adjust that then. So would that make it like sort of like you're into the third-party provisions of it, like making the exchange itself, like creating the value for it, or?
Well, the people or who trade them back and forth for everyday goods are the ones creating value for it.
Okay. And you take part in that, or you sort of just keep up to date on what's happening, like where the current rate is? Because as you were telling me earlier before the show, and as I saw in a couple different articles, the currency, like, its actual value could be as little as a penny or half a penny, but it's fluctuated to be as much as a dollar all the way up to, like, certain amounts, or, like, $100 or $150 worth. Like, it just skyrocketed
Correct.
In value
yeah.
as more people took hold of it.
Bitcoin did skyrocket. And the one
like
next in line is Litecoin. There's several different cryptocurrencies. There's up to about 70 now.
Hi. Yeah. Hold on. I got to see if I'm going to see. Excuse me. I had to sneeze.
Bless you.
thank you. Shoot. Okay. How did that just blow my brains out of my head? Okay. Hold on. What was it? I just saw, like, there's a legal case where, like, a federal judge announced in the decision that Bitcoin was a valid, you know, actionable currency. But then there are, like, different, like, third-party processors that are involved in the exchange where there's a few of them that are being told to, like, hold a little bit. Like, they're not – their territory is still a little bit gray.
Yeah.
So, like,
I'm not involved with any of the trading. I'm just involved with mining.
Oh, no. Not speaking of you specifically, but I'm just thinking of, like, its overall, like, route to legitimacy because it, you know – first and foremost, it's, like, really good and awesome that, like, Bitcoin is accepted, you know, as a legitimate form of currency, but then while there's still other provisions to, like, you know, be worked out, there's still a little bit of a, you know, wiggle room, I think, where most people that are, like, avid internet users are familiar with it. Go ahead.
There always has to be some sort of regulations that come in play.
Right. It's just, I was looking at their website, like, it's bitcoin.org, and how they're like, oh, you can send money from, like, Africa to Canada within 10 minutes, and then that there's, like, no actual set fee, or no set enforced fee for most things unless they're, like, micro processing of transactions. And, you know, I just wonder where... what would you call it, where some of the value is created, I guess, as far as if you're the exchanger, that would, to me, not you personally, but I mean, if a person is the third party processor, it seems like they have a lot of wiggle room to kind of decide at what rate, you know, a set value is from Bitcoin to, like, spendable currency. They're like, you can pay your rent with it, you can do this, you can do that, but it's like, it's one thing for it to be within the Bitcoin world, and it's another when you actually truly want to pay rent or, like, something that's, like, a normal, you know, regular expense. If the bank itself that you got to transfer it, you know, you got to transfer it out to, if they're going to recognize it and if they're going to make an extra special tax for that transaction to come through, or, you know, because they still have to interact with standing banks to a certain extent and for certain transactions. So that's, like, the part I guess I gotta read more about, because that's what keeps me, or has kept me, from, I guess, reading more extensively about the inner workings of, like, it's great and a lot of people can use it to purchase, you know, very real things online and have it sent to them and, you know, get things done by advertising space. But what about when you actually need to take it to
You can literally buy gold bars. They'll ship gold bars to your front door for Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, okay, to me what's funny is, like, okay, that's cool, but, like, I don't know how many landlords like gold bars. I'm sure they love it, but I'm sure it's rare. for the
touristy,
you know.
There's plenty of shops that give you cash for gold almost at every street corner in every major city.
Well, I understand, and in theory that's awesome. It's just an actual practice. It creates an extra activity to do to just get a transaction done that you had to figure out anyway before Bitcurrency. So, like, I'm sure there might be a way that I just am not aware of. But, you know, I guess those loose, like, for me anyway, as far as my knowledge, those things are what keeps me from just, like, ooh, how do I join? Where do I sign up? Let's do this right now. Like, I don't know, but I just think the people that, you know,
I understand,
that are the intermediaries, they're the ones that are going to profit the most, I guess, aside from the founders of the currency, like, the ones that are exchanging the funds, because if there's no set fee, they make the fee. So they can you know, look at standard, what, you know, commonplace banks and all these different things use, or they could use their own, you know, fee out of the clear blue sky, or lower or higher than, you know, what a norm would be. I don't know. So, but that's just me.
I understand.
But I know that you were saying that, like, you know, friends of yours have done, like, you know, insanely well with cashing out with the stuff or, like, with exchanging it and stuff. You want to share a story or two?
Well, all it is like, see what, like, that's what, how it was originally introduced, and it was all done on the website called bitcoin/OTC.com. It's a trust website where you can freely trade your Bitcoin to other people for literally anything. Everyone logs in a chat room and people buy, sell, trade, literally for anything.
Do they have it, like, right there at the top of the site, like, currently trading at X and X amount, or do they not?
Right. I'm right in front of my computer. I'll check out the site really quick. Yeah, there's an order book on the site.
An
order book? The order book, and you can see where people are selling and buying, and what they want, bitcoins or other kind of coins.
No. That's not, that's not good enough for me. A book, that's going to be obsolete within seconds if it constantly fluctuates. Like, I don't care what they made last week off of it. Like, no.
Yeah.
If you do it, and I don't think anyone should not do it, I don't have a, you know, yay or nay either way, really, but, like, you have to be committed to, like, watching it like a hawk in a way of, like, now it's time to spend, now it's time to buy, now it's time to sell, like...
Yeah, that's what it is. <It's>...
I don't know.
It's definitely, I understand your where you're coming from that. There's definitely risk when it comes to any kind of investment.
Right. I mean, I think it's all very promising, but I just think this is like the gold rush time. I guess you're probably in at a really good time. I just foresee, I guess, that if, you know, the federal government is actually having a hand in it with their judges making decisions, that there's going to be, like, a call for, like, set rates for different things, and, like, it'll be somewhat harder for some people to make a profit off the excess, off the exchange and all this. So, like, it's both a good thing and a bad thing that's legitimate, I guess.
That's why
yet
anyone's interested, they should get involved with mining now before it becomes more difficult to mine the coins, because when all the coins get mined, there's no more coins to mine. And then the more valuable they become, the more money there is to be made. And that's where the bubble gets created.
But if but if it's like a peer-to-peer network, then the more people joining to cash in on it, the more money that goes in anyways, right? So it sort of like builds upon itself. It's like the mass hysteria. Join now. It may not be here tomorrow. But, like, they're going to have to spend to join in anyways. So I can see it being self-sustaining in that way, but I just see it right now being complicated to use in everyday life, where you can't always use an internet, like, bank transfer or internet. You can't just directly, like, send bitcoins to your bills, to your electricity and your internet and cable, all this. Like, I don't know. Plus, I guess since there's no card, I was looking at that, there's no card. So, like, for them, the advantage is no one to steal your card number and pose as you and all this, which sounds ideal. But then there's also, if somebody steals your computer or your phone where you have internet, and they are able to find your info, like, you have to super encrypt it, like, all hardcore.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Then they have access to not only your Bitcoin data, but everything else in your digital life.
You can't be worried about thieves. Thieves, there's always thieves in every scenario. It's something.
No, not so much thieves. I'm thinking of the theft aspect of it. Like, in the meanwhile, like, sure, you can go and be like, hey, my stuff is missing, therefore freeze everything, but how long does it take for you to figure out whether it's been taken, or what if you still retain your products, like your laptop or your desktop or your cell phone, but somebody was able to lift it another way, like they get,
well, there's, like you said, there's
near field communication.
Right off the wallet. And,
yeah.
And the wallets where your coins are loaded, there's a button called backup wallet, and it saves everything in a .dat file.
Yeah.
And me personally, I encrypt mine, I back up mine, then I email myself my backup on my wallet. So I don't even need to have my computer to know I have my coins in my wallet.
Yeah, but to see it, you got to look at it online. I'm going to get back in your email. I don't know. It's
true.
Cool. It's, like, awesome, but I just worry, you know, with, just in general, I guess, with any downtime with your access to your electronic data, that it can just be down because there's outages in the area, because there's, you know, a hacked outage, because you just didn't pay your bill. You can't go online. You can't find anybody else's computer.
With every grade,
you don't want to use their computer and save it. Like, I don't know. I think it's cool, but there's gonna be so many, like, you know, side products that will have to be created to further guard, you know, this economy that you can't hold, really, I guess.
it's just a new invention, the way I look at it.
I think it's fascinating. I totally do. I want to learn more, and I most likely will. It's just, I don't know. I saw that there were, like, there was one actual, I got to look at the actual name, so it's not just, oh, some, you know, so-and-so did this or that, but, like, there's some bank that's an actual standing bank that was very interested in Bitcoin, and they were willing to invest and do all this different stuff with it. And I know that there's a lot of just investors in general who are interested in Bitcoin and have spent a lot. But I think it's cool. But at the same time, I think of, like, something akin to, like, the dot-com burst. If some random thing just goes wrong and you've spent a lot of real quote-unquote dollars or credit back on,
you know, actually invested in several thousand bitcoins to help your economy.
Wait, the government's economy or the people in that country's economy?
I believe the government of that country. I'm going to Google it
right country?
Now.
Which country? Yeah, tell me the country. Because, yeah, it depends on where it is. And I know in the early 2000s, Argentina lost buckets and buckets of money, or their citizens did anyway, and it was just gone, like, whoop, like that. So I don't know. It was something that somebody's going to invest in, whether it's a small minor amount or an extensive amount. The more you spend, the more, like, throwing to the wind in a way, in a certain kind of way it is. To me, if there's no surety for it, if there's no, like, other than your peers who you don't actually see, just talk to them through economic channels, like, I don't know, like, there's no person you can actually look at and talk to and yell at.
Yeah, it's the whole anonymous.
Yeah, there's that. Most people might be good or nice. Most, but not all are, and that's, there we go, there's always the hidden misanthropist that is waiting to screw everybody over, and you can't know who if you can't, especially if you can't see them, so that's, I don't know, that's what bothers me sometimes, but I don't know, but at the same time, like, with some of the different, like, cashing out that I've done with, like, online camming or clip sales or things like that, you know, the platform used to exchange will speak of money in a different way with different terms that are probably somewhat like the cryptocurrencies that are there. And I know that once it's transferring to a bank account or to or as a check, that the fees come out largely via first that company, that cam company, that clip company, whatever, and then the bank. So there's, you know, there's the double draw. So I guess the fact that Bitcoin doesn't have a set enforced fee gives a sort of positive glimmer that they might make it compelling by making it nothing or very, very little, or at least, you know, competitively less than standing third-party, I don't know, currency thing. But I don't know. I think that somebody that's extremely naive or just not up on everything, they might really get swindled by certain companies or certain people that are like, yeah, it's $10 to cash out that $10. This kind of thing.
Yeah. I recommend anyone that invests in the cryptocurrencies to do thorough research before jumping in.
Yeah. I mean, I did see on that site, on Bitcoin.org, that they did have a section, but like a lot of, I guess a lot of sites everywhere have the little sections to click on, but they do, you know, say be extra careful with protecting your privacy, read these, you know, steps for how to help do that. So that is good, so that, you know, they are aware and showing, you know, the public that they ought to be aware that there's some security risk involved. So I do like that they do that. I think that's cool. But anyways, did you find that country?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
There's so much news going on right now. It's kind of insane, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to play a song really fast. If you can,
right,
please stay on the line. And then we can go into one of the things that you were talking about with me earlier today about world currency in general, but hold on. Let me play this song. Okay, everyone out there, I'm going to play where did it go? I'll play, I'm going to do this one. Hold on. La, 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 la. Hold on. Okay. Okay, I'll play The Outcrowd by Carl Jung, and I'll be right back with all of you and
cool.
with Dave here for the interview. Okay, one second.
Stars who will soon be all dismissed. he's better than that. No weight cat's clever than that. Without whore and a cell in a sack. Pause, you ever see a black skeleton rap? Jaws, drop when that fella is that. Applause, because I'm different and hella in tech. Lost, and all green under the medicine cap. These sheep will be sheep laying dead in the grass. I shedded all my fleece so I could steadily ask why.
Everybody saying that you're cuckoo, cuckoo now. You gon' do it how? You should lose the doubt. Unique is the few who moves to grooves and new styles. You and you are doing to the crowd.
I woke up today, washed my teeth and combed my face. Poured myself a bowl of eggs, roller coaster in my brain. Slapped the sun a high five. Clouds and basketball, and the people standing off, cause I'm out there after all. I'm not weird, I'm just not you. No matter how many bucks I blew, if you're not rare, I don't fucks with you. Son of thunder, I'm a wonder cause I'm comfortable. Stun a shutter from the shutters cause I'm something new. In this rap game, you ain't same, have fun with you. It's a sad day when I spray that I'm done with you. But I'm sure to shine a smoke from time I'm coming through. What a bonafide homicide to earn with you. But everybody
saying that
Kyle Young, and really, 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 really fast. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'll be right back on. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And after this very next song, I'll be back on with David M. Of Los Angeles, and we will continue our discussion in regards to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Here you are.
Thank you.
And we are back.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. Hello, hello. Alrighty. Did you find the country?
No, I didn't. I Googled it. And I've been going through the pages and pages, and it's just like all full of everything that has happened in this last August. And it's something I read about months ago.
I see. Okay. I looked a little bit. I didn't see the country thing yet, but I did see how, what was it, this year, April 10th, that the Bitcoin exchange rate dropped from $266 to $76 before it returned to $160, all within the span of 6 hours. So every now and again, there's some wild fluctuations in there. And the district, for everyone out there tuning in, the district judge who ruled that Bitcoins are, quote-unquote, a currency or a form of money, specifically securities as defined by federal securities laws, was Federal Judge Amos Mazant, M-A-Z-Z-A-N-T, of the Eastern District of Texas, of the Fifth Circuit, for anyone who's curious. And that was in August of this year. So, but there's still more going on, I guess, with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. So there's still some stuff that's waiting to be worked out with all that. And I guess in Germany, it's seen as like a unit of account, which is a financial instrument, though not as e-money or a functional currency. Yet it still has legal and tax implications for Germans, or money like having to come in or out of there, perhaps, when it comes to Bitcoin. But anyway, what else was I going to ask you?
I found the country. It was it was Cyprus.
Oh,
and they actually had some Bitcoin ATM. They have a Bitcoin ATM, the first one ever to open in the world.
Okay, now in that article, did you see which bank that was that's behind it for that standing bank in Cyprus? Because I think I was mentioning that earlier of how there was a bank that was interested in helping to have a standing, like, physical location to go into and out of or whatever. Does it mention the bank?
I'm looking at the article right now. It says the Cyprus Bank.
The Cyprus Bank, okay.
Yeah, that's a country. They said it was part of their bailout. And they bought them for $47 a piece back in March, and when they were up to $88 a piece, that's when they started reselling them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
really long article.
Yeah, I'm trying to somehow join you in a way. I just found something like on Forbes. Hold on 2 seconds. Yeah, on Forbes is talking about Cyprus. The article is, are Bitcoin safer than Cyprus? And they're... Alright, it's going to take a while to read all the way through. But I guess the programmer who was involved in its creation originally back in 2009, so this is like 4 years old for everybody tuning in, Satoshi Nakamoto, that may or may not be his real name or her real name, and they passed it off to like somebody in Massachusetts to take it over, Gavin Anderson, something, A-N-D-R-E-S-E-N. This is taking a minute and a half. Jesus. Yes, I'm going to, sorry y'all for not doing more pre-research, but there's so much going on with this, and it's so.
It's going mainstream. It's definitely.
Yes, it is to a certain extent, yeah, I would agree. Okay, this is one thing I was worried about as well with, if there's ever any invasion of hackers, just for the point of doing it, to go, hey, I can make it be done, I just want to do it, and they just, wipe out people's accounts or, just corrupt the software or whatever the programming that is involved in it, whatever. But there's one, Zero Access, which is a botnet that infected PCs to mine bitcoins to tap into their soaring value. There we go. So there's things like that.
Yeah, people, there's malware and viruses all the time, and people are taking advantage of how malware and viruses work to tap into your processing power to mine bitcoins for them. But a lot of people have actually recently been getting caught online doing that, and then their accounts get banned.
Right, but is that going to stop an advanced hacker from coming right back in? I don't know. I think for anybody, it would not be for novices, in my opinion, to get involved with Bitcoin, that they have to have, they have to be a part of, programming culture in a way, or know enough, or be willing to learn enough. First of all, to be able to know what they need to mind, that goes beyond simply, housing and storing digital currency values, I guess. They could think they're doing everything just fine by just constantly checking to make sure, their digital currency is where it should be and that the amount is as it should appear to be, but that may not always mean anything if when they actually go to cash out, what they think they've been seeing the whole time is elusive, if they get swindled in any way by botnets or la la la, I don't know. That's just me.
It's okay. It's definitely,
would you consider yourself super advanced with your own online security and privacy?
For the most part, yeah. When I browse the internet, I use Tor. Especially when I'm talking to other people about Bitcoin and chat rooms online, because I don't want them to know my IP address. Tor actually hides your IP and changes your IP on your computer.
Right. Do you ever?
In a moment, you.
Well, sorry yes. To cut you off, but do you ever have to reveal that, at least for a moment, to the Bitcoin marketplace? In a way, do you have to go back and unmask your IP for a minute just to be it's still me? Or are you allowed to do it completely? Come in with all zipped up, what?
Well, I'll be totally honest. When I have my computer on, I always have my IP mask just to protect my identity.
Right, and that never stops your transactions from flowing. With
true. The only transactions I have flown are from what you call a mining pool, from
right.
The hardware that's involved from the mining.
Right, okay.
The only people that see that transaction is the mining pool itself and me. Unless you have my IP.
So between you and the direct person or persons that you exchange with, you all reveal yourselves to each other, or you don't? Or you have any common identifier of whatever my zip-up info is, you know me as Joel. Always as Joe,
when someone sends you a message, there's always a way to look at where the IP, where the message was sent from, and
right. I did see stuff like that where they have, like, yeah, I saw, I wrote it down somewhere, but it was saying something about, like, shoot, let me try to find it. It was like, where did it go? Hash something where, like, no matter what's going on with the Bitcoin, like, time stamping, that's their form of, like, verification in a certain sense of, like, the data contained within the hash. What is that freaking word? Hash something. Like, it does all the algorithms and stuff so that it makes sure that the same person who is wishing to exchange remains the same throughout the transaction, and the one wishing to receive or whatever, they remain the same because of, like, the embedded code they're in. That, like, I guess allows for the transfer itself.
You kind of have an idea.
Kind of, yeah. See, I'm like, I'm on the outer edges peeking in. I get it, like, philosophically. That there's certain provisions of, like, you can't just have anybody just saying they're everybody to make, and you're passing valuable forms of exchange around. So they do make provisions for all this, like, darn it, I'm going to find it so I can to speak around it. Where the heck did it go? Like hash, well, not hash tables, but similar. But yeah, hash function, geez, cryptographic hash function. There we are. But, like, I mean, because it's the same thing. I was reading an article, like, just a few days ago by a mathematician slash physicist who's based, he's a professor based in, like, Berkeley, who did an article for Slate.com about RSA algorithms for, like, credit card transactions and stuff of, like, sort of, like, put the key in the hole, and there's just, you know, these sort of each part, each, each person or each thing has their code, and when it comes together, they need each other to make that code valid or whatever. So I guess they have to do that with Bitcoin, and they do, but I also am still concerned about the people behind it as well, and their true altruistic nature. But I don't know. The concept sounds hopeful, but it's just like imagining in the future of, like, okay, everybody can use Bitcoin. Now the price of bread is going to go sky high. Like, okay, now it's 3 cents. Okay, now it's $300. Like, there has to be a barometer, like a measurement of sense making out of it is all. Like,
I've always told myself that Bitcoin could turn into the new $100 bill. Like, it always fluctuates up and down, and it just needs to stay at one solid price, I believe, if it is possible.
Yeah, to that extent, that would be nice. darn, I forget what I was going to say. But, yes. I've never been this speechless. Like, lately. How weird.
Oh, it's okay.
Anyway. Yeah. It'll come back to me. Anyway, so how are you, and how is life for you? Have you been, like, taking shade from the heat? Because it has been so very, very hot lately.
Oh, definitely. Like, 3 days ago, it was, like, 104 degrees, like, in my apartment. It was crazy. I was like, what the hell? Like, it was colder outside.
You have one of those things?
Like,
you have one of those things in your place? Like a temperature gauge or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what the precise temperature was in my place, but it was just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I couldn't even, like, have my feet on my wooden floor. It was terrible.
Where's your socks? Wear some slippers. Get some slippers.
It was too hot for that.
I took three full showers, better to sweat in your slippers than to burn your feet pads off. Ow. That's not cool at all.
That was definitely one of those ice cold shower kind of days.
I guess. This is weird. Anyways, but there's, okay, so everybody tuning in. I don't know how it's been for the rest of the world, per se, but, like, it's, we're supposed to have, like, an extreme reversal of all this. We're supposed to be, like, you know, abnormally cold starting soonish, if not now, and that has not happened yet. It's a bit cooler
today than it was.
I don't want it to be like it was 2 days ago, 3 days ago. That was gross.
Yeah,
that is unconscionable. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm cool with like 80 degrees. You know, let's just do that.
Yeah, this isn't the desert.
No, well, the desert. Well, this past summer, for anybody who's not in California and or the desert, it was like it got up to like 114 in the desert. I've seen that on the news. And they had flash floods, like, last week. Like, how do you do all that in, like, the same season is beyond me, but there you are. But, yeah, hopefully everybody else in the U.S. and abroad, all over the world, hopefully your weather is awesome. I look forward to envying you because it's just gross right now. Anyway.
My aunt, she lives in Ohio. She texted me, told me it was 100 degrees in Ohio. I was like, that's phenomenal. That's 2,000 miles away.
Yeah. Well, growing up, was it ever that hot or rarely?
No, I grew up, it was like negative 20 degrees during the winter, and then in the summer it was like 45.
Ew. What? That's illegal. That's gross.
Oh, Ohio.
40?
That's not cute at all.
Oh, wow.
People, people all about the space heaters, but...
Well, okay, no. I know, what was it? I mentioned this more than once throughout my broadcasting career-ish thing, but, like, North Dakota was one of the coldest places I've ever been, and it was negative 33 maybe as the absolute coldest, and that was pretty harsh and whatever. Although it's very pretty in Fargo, I did enjoy the city itself. It was charming, but that was the coldest, and it was not fun. I don't know how warm it gets outside of the winter time, but if it only gets 40 there, I will never go again. Kidding. But I don't know.
Only if the weather was perfect.
If only, right? Then life would not have to be anymore. We'd just be in utopia already. Gosh darn it. I can dream. But did you do anything for this holiday weekend occasion?
No, unfortunately. I don't really have any big plans or anything.
Aye. And, okay, then fine. Let's see. And what else? Have you seen any good movies lately?
Any good movies? Well, I'm excited for the Batman versus Superman movie that's going to come out in the next coming year, but
Is that the one that's going to have what's his face? Affleck or him in it?
Yes. That's his name.
Aye.
What's his face? He'll be in it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Hey, at least he'll be wearing a costume.
I there's some other people I'd rather see in a costume, especially if it's going to be tight. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Ryan Gosling.
It's all going to be.
I'd rather see him. Ugh. That's false advertising. I don't. They're going to stuff that. They're going to stuff those pedos. That's just rude. I think, I'd rather see Ryan Gosling in a tight costume, or, let's see,
Sunny Depp. This is shooting that movie in Detroit, Michigan. They're paying, millions of dollars in incentives for them to shoot it in Michigan. Isn't that crazy?
Well, they're doing it a little bit too late. They're already banked. This dude, they could have given them all that money before they went bankrupt. That's all I'm going to say. That's rude.
Yeah, right? they tried to file for bankruptcy, but they didn't go bankrupt. And then they gave the creators of Batman and Superman like almost $40 million as incentives to shoot that movie in Detroit, Michigan. So where did they get that money from? Where does that money come from if they're so broke?
The coffers. Coffins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. what was it? I was in the middle of watching Sinister before, like, there was an outage and, like, everything went out recently. It seemed really good for what I thought of it anyways. And I did watch Dark Skies, which was pretty decent. And I watched A Girl with a Gun, which is a documentary about female gun ownership. That was kind of interesting. And it had Violet Blue in it. So that was kind of cool. She's an awesome columnist, activist person. She's really cool. And I am currently doing a screening. I'm watching. It's pretty awesome so far. I had to pause it so I could get ready for the show, but it's Burlesque Assassins. So you write this down, you take note, Sir David, that you should go to burlesqueassassins.com and, like, check out their website, and maybe you can watch their flick. Like,
what's
it's cute. It's all burlesque, B-U-R-L-E-S-Q-U-E, assassins.com, and it's like a cool, campy international espionage with hot, sexy female stars and a certain Johnny Valentine. I am currently watching that right now. I'm going to review it hopefully this evening. But yeah, I think you should check it out. Just give my little promo here real quick because I'm actually quite fond of it so far. I like the costumes. So there's costumes. See, there's costumes. There's costumes. There's sexy ladies. There's this busty Bourbon Sioux chica who's pretty hot. There's some sexy, like, Russian accents all up in it. It's cool. And it's pretty sexy. I'm watching that right now. Okay, your turn again. You tell me, what's your favorite sexy movie of all time?
Sexy movie?
Mm-hmm.
This might sound bad. I'm not, like, the biggest movie buff. Like, I'm not.
You
need
to be a movie buff. It's your favorite, your personal favorite. It's for you, your favorite. Who cares about buffing?
Give me a second to think on this one.
That's a long second, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 10-second second.
One of my favorites then, since I'm just gonna go, since you're not gonna go. One of my favorites I just re-saw for like probably the fifth time a few days ago was The Secretary, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Maggie, her, The Secretary, freaking hot. Hot, hot, hot. Great movie. Okay, are you ready now? I'm going to demand it out of you. You're being ridiculous. You have a favorite movie.
I feel terrible. I don't have any favorite movies, I think. I feel so lame.
Okay, fine. Then your favorite... Okay. Then your favorite sexy song. You have a song that's like people might consider sexy. That's like an... And people might have heard of before. Just kidding. I sound like I'm being mean to you. I'm just kidding. For everybody that's not aware, he sent me the song 99 Bars, which I've played on the radio show quite a few times. And it's a great song. It's not necessarily sexy. It's just a great hip-hop song, which is why I'm teasing him right now. But yeah.
It does. That's an amazing beat.
It does. That's pretty cool. It's pretty sweet.
They're actually stuck right now. Like all I do is sit behind the computer and like research.
And you never listen to music? You never listen to music while you're in front of your computer. That's rude.
So there was a song I was listening earlier that I thought had a good go into it. It was called Beat It, but not Michael Jackson Beat It. Let me look at who made it really quick. Probably have it on my phone tape.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Yes, dear. Okay, well, in the meanwhile, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is you need to, like tie yourself to your chair in front of your computer, and you have to check out, like, 3 episodes of mine here on Playtime with Sandra Radio, and you got to strap yourself into, I don't know, anywhere, YouTube, Vimeo, YouTube, Free Music Archives, any of these, and do nothing but, like, watch videos and or listen to music, and then you have to give me an answer. So, I'm, like,
I'll do that for you.
Demanding about that with you right now, so, there you are. But anyways, we are coming to a close for the show. If there's any shout-out you'd like to give, and I think you were beginning to mention your friend, who is the artist behind 99 Bars, a quick shout-out.
Yes, Christopher Rollison, this music group, they're doing a tour, actually, through Florida and Atlanta, Georgia.
And where, Atlanta?
I believe the theater the 7th to the 10th of this month, and they'll also be in Miami, Florida.
Oh, cool. And what's his name? Chris Robinson?
Christopher Rollison.
Rollison. Okay, well, then after the show, you send me, like, a link, and I will post it on my website. Yeah? If you find one.
I'll do that.
Alrighty, then. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing with me your experiences with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency
general.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will look more into it, and I am further enlightened. Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night.
There you are, ladies and gentle persons. We're at the end of this evening's broadcast. Please tune in next weekend, Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will talk with you next week, and enjoy the remainder of your Labor Day weekend.
one track mind, so I'm running with a 100 set. Drugs in the mattress, so I'm sleeping where the money at. Trap at the studio, I'm trapping where I hustle at. Nine in my Louis bag, call that bitch my gunny sack. Haters trying to get me off my grind, it'll be none of that. Find you how you see me in the papers where the funny's at. Cop a new fit, then I'm back where the money at. Ice told me, boy, you gotta hustle if you won't pay. So I cut the heart on my plate just like a lunch tray. Counting Starbucks every night.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.